Felicia tried to hide her inhaling as she breathed in through her nose, pretending she wasn't disgusted as she prepared an exaggerated breath. Pursing her lips, leaning her neck forward to the best of her ability and blowing. Her cheeks puffed as she forced out a great deal of air, while Morgan's matched in comical volume as she bolted awake to an unnatural sensation, rocking her slender form. With a wild, chaotic hiss, the lofty catgirl balloon felt all her tightness loosening as her pressure began to recede, while the succubus froze in disbelief at the oxygen she felt rushing into her figure. Morgan muttered, clueless for a split second before being overwhelmed by the sensation of expansion. She felt her form puffing up, while her clothing seemed to shrink, widening her eyes and staring back at her love in confusion. The hollow hiss of rushing air echoed throughout the room, as the ounce boxamized Felicia felt herself returning to her form, her every feature shrinking down to their natural beauty, while the forcibly billowing Morgan couldn't fight the pressure she took on in return. With a buoyant bounce, the suddenly taut balloon princess felt her legs retreat behind her, her arms pushing out against her will, splayed and opened as she was pumped full of air via a misinterpreted kiss. Felicia blew, caring little for the embrace of their lips, but gladly letting the devious house crasher enjoy her punishment as the green-haired demoness swelled out like a raunchy pool toy. With an exhale, Felicia pinched her bulky fingers around the pursed lips of the entrapped lady, pulling them apart, but keeping them tight enough to ensure her target didn't breathe out an ounce of pressure. Morgan was staring from above, held aloft like an inflated party favor, and not feeling unlike one as she bulged out from her supple attire. The catgirl's once-enhanced volume now plagued the helpless succubus, two overpumped soccer balls testing the limits of how her low-cut leotard, a massive tail end floating towards the ceiling with a thin purple fabric, cupping her naughtily. Hips to die for, thighs that could crush diamonds, and two puffy cheeks below eyes that stared daggers into her trickster ally. The catwoman grinned back, having the teasing woman in a trap that she hoped would keep her occupied for a good while.
Yeah, thanks, Morgan! Looks like you came in handy after all, Felicia taunted,
her fanged smile playfully insulting the woman who she felt had it coming. Morgan scoffed, muffled by her lips being squeezed inside her host's paws, but not pleading quite as much as the cat girl had guessed.
Now, if you don't mind, I really gotta get back to catching that mouse. So let me just find something to tie you up with, and all you have to do is be a good girl and...
Without much fanfare, Morgan focused her ability once more, her dark magic able to manipulate forms, and creating one that the catgirl had failed to anticipate. A handful of long black tendrils whipped out from behind the floating balloon succubus, their guided points all lashed forward towards the opening of the flaunting girl's mouth. Felicia was like an icicle, as her lips suddenly were crammed by the crowd of dark magic, several hose-like tendrils filling her orifice and silencing her thoughts. Suddenly, the seemingly immobile Darkstalker was plunged into the cheeky catgirl. Through the extraordinary power of living hoses, the succubus concentrating, while the catwoman turned pale, able to only let out short thought in the face of her defeat.
Oh, I forgot about that meal.
The tendrils bulged as a fierce blowback returned all the catgirl's inflation back into her form. An even speedier trade allowing Morgan to land on her feet, while Felicia bounced up in a puffy, lofty defeat. With a scoff, the seductress brushed her emerald hair back, while her magic now tethered the buoyant balloon girl from drifting back into the roof once more. The royal guest was less than pleased to be tricked, though she granted a bit of mercy to her friend and ally, thinking it only fitting to get in a retort before letting her go. Sorry, kitten, but the submissive role just doesn't suit me. Felicia whimpered, unsure if she cared about being a floating love doll any longer, already exhausted in this battle. She didn't expect the mercy of her lecherous guest, nor did she expect the released tendrils to let out her gigantic breath. But as Morgan withdrew her powers, the buoyant catgirl whined in shock when her body went rocketing backwards with the air rushing from her turgid form. The naked catgirl balloon jet across the living room, Her uninvited helper watching casually as the careening, bold figured diva flew into a wall, bouncing off her bloated backside, only to bolt in another direction. The once cheery Felicia was ricocheting around her home, her ample posterior leading the charge, and cushioning her rebound off every wall in the room. Morgan pushed her hands to her hips as she watched her friend deflate wildly, confidently standing in place as the exhaling girl swarmed around her, only to watch the finally unfilled victim come crashing to the floor.
Oof!
Felicia grunted, her tail straightening as she winced, almost wishing she retained some padding for her now deflated rump as she hardly softened her rough landing. Her head drooped, her ears folded, and her tail sagging down as she sat, defeated, against the carpet.
Ew.
Morgan chuckled again, already forgetting her bitterness as she withheld a mocking laugh at the cute woman's misfortune. Oh, I must admit, that was still quite entertaining.
Maybe for you,
Felicia whined, while remembering the dislodged toe still attached to her tail. She yanked it free, tossing it to the floor, looking up pitifully at the seductress looming over her. What's your next move, kitten? I'm sure that rodent is eager to expand that incredible body of yours some more. Morgan continued to goad, crossing her arms again to recreate her seducing, cleavage-enhancing pose. As I am.
I'm...
Felicia began, hesitating in shame, before dropping her head and staring into the floor with defeat.
I'm not gonna try anymore.
Hmm? Morgan blinked, her joking tease disappearing beneath her surprise. You mean to say you're giving up?
Yeah, maybe if I leave him alone, he'll stop doing mean things to me.
I can't believe what I'm hearing, the princess stated in rising disbelief, her expressive hands pushing back to her hips as she looked down upon her dueling partner. Where is your pride? Even a simple feline wouldn't show their belly so easily. Felicia grunted in disdain, her playful attitude ruined by the normally friendly seductress underestimating the suffering she had been through. She glanced back up with a pouty expression, her eyebrows narrowing while her lack of morale only made her feel worthless.
You haven't been running around all day, being totally embarrassed by a little mousie. He's not that easy to catch. Besides, he's just hiding in a hole in the wall. What am I supposed to do?
Morgan scoffed, an odd smirk creeping up her lips. Foremost, you need to be more observant. While you were busy wasting time flying around the room, he was making his escape beyond that door.
Eh?
The succubus motioned casually towards the closet door, within the living room, across from where the pair had started. She sauntered over to it with confidence, spinning around and leaning back against the wall besides the painted wooden door. Ever eager to seduce, she once more crossed her arms as she posed calmly against the wall, hoping to ignite some spirit in her wounded comrade. Come now, is he not trapped in here? Morgan rhetorically inquired, motioning her head towards the small opening beneath the door that the rat had escaped to. Clearly, there's only one way such a small-minded creature could escape from this. Without warning, the closet door sprung open, rocketing across its hinges with blistering speed, leaving neither woman time to react before it went flat against the opposite wall, over where Morgan once stood. There wasn't time for an audible reaction from the sultry lady before she disappeared between the wall she rested against and the door that closed in on her. A loud crash accompanied the knob bursting through the plaster, allowing the wooden surface of the door to completely press to the new home's wall, utterly squashing the woman between them until she was no longer visible. Felicia's hair stood up as she shot a curious glance to what caused the sudden outburst, and against all odds, she was shocked to see a large hairy rat standing where the door once stood. It balanced on one hind foot, the other held upwards as if it kicked the door wide open. The catwoman smearing to see the smirk as it suddenly jumped to all fours and bolted away from the scene of the crime. The diva let her eyes drift back to where her guest once stood, her gaze wide in bewilderment as she let out a curious sound.
Morgan?
With a creak, the door suddenly rebounded, retreating towards its naturally closed state, revealing to the cat girl what had become of the buxom seductress. When it was swung halfway, Worried eyes met with a strange shape of a woman completely flattened into two dimensions, plastered across the wall in a mortifying display. Morgan's face was scrunched in pain, her entire being longer in width, but completely paper-thin in girth. Her image was still that of the cross-armed posing deviant, but with absolutely no third dimension. Her deformed self unable to do much but mutter out a groan of discomfort as gravity took hold, causing her head to start peeling from the wall. Felicia stood as she watched her off-and-on ally fall to the floor, slowly fluttering and folding like a crumpled sheet, until she popped harmlessly across the carpet. She was knocked silly, her head spinning, unable to even confirm that she was forced so flat that she couldn't bulge an inch, save for what gravity had in mind for her. In 2 days to wish for help from her friend. The catgirl stifled a giggle as she felt cheered up, as cruel as it was. Glad someone else had experienced part of her misfortunes.
Uh-oh! Looks like I'm not the only girl he wants to play with!
The dancer cheered, not even sure her squashed guest could hear her in that state. Though amusing, the Catwoman was keen to help her friend out, even if only to prevent both women from being incapacitated. She immediately flashed back to how her own body had been restored after being squeezed into a pancake. And though what she assumed was convenience, did she spot a tool to aid her? Within that very same closet was the stashed away cylinder full of helium, something she had used to inflate party balloons for her housewarming. Her face lit up at the luck, having great ideas for putting this canister to use, and spending little time waiting to spring into action. The cylinder was dragged out by the eager Catwoman, her tail flickering once again as she spotted the disconnected bike pump hose, and realized a way to improve her plan. She leapt back into the closet, stepping out while brandishing a large roll of heavy-duty duct tape. All the while, her grin widened as she pulled out a long stretch of adhesive. The severed end of the hose was inserted over the nozzle, and tape being wrapped around it several times to ensure its sturdiness. While the middle tip was inserted into the crushed lips of a daisy paper woman, and then secured with its own handful of tape, Felicia couldn't contain her naughty glee as she placed her hands on the valve of the tall cylinder, spinning it with excitement, anticipating the look of the demoness' face as the nozzle began to emit a rising hiss sound.
Yeah? Don't worry, you'll be pretty and full again in no time!
The mouth of the cylinder cried with a loudening spray, helium flowing from its opening with less and less restriction as the catgirl spun the release valve without remorse. The hose slithered as it pushed a funny gas into the mouth of an utmost unconscious, utterly squashed seductress. The tape nozzle between her lips forced her cheeks to regain shape, puffing out until her entire head began to reform. Helium worked its way down her throat, pushing at her bosom until two delicate mounds began to rise in volume. Soon the gas was evenly spread throughout her body, her fingers practically popping back into shape, her comical wideness turning into sexual roundness as her admirable hips began to pull towards their natural girth, her ample tail end filling out against the floor, and her large purple leggings warped more firmly to her boldening hips. In no time flat, the previously flattened Morgan returned to her perky seductress self, lying across the floor as puffed, full-figured love doll, allowing her eyes to finally focus again. With a blink, she gazed downwards, spotting a taped-up hose trailing from her lips, watching a round, buoyant pair of breasts float from her chest, only to hear the hiss of helium flowing through her pneumatic body. Cocking an eyebrow when an audible pop accompanied her nipples, shooting up into erect, plump points, piercing the low-riding cups of her skank dress. Morgan hummed, feeling concern wash over her quickly when she heard the rising pitch of her voice. Nearly squeaking with worry, she attempted to battle the still-exhaling tankard, only to feel her fingers barely wiggle in response. Felicia quietly chuckled, cupping her mouth as she watched the love doll of a woman continue to be pumped full of helium. There was an odd, bouncy motion as the inflating seductress attained buoyancy, her widening butt pushing against the carpet while her fluttering bust line dribbled hypothetically, watching in distress as her curves continued to expand, while her helium-filled mass began to want to fly away. Her legs forced themselves open, her thighs padded until they began to stretch her indigo stockings, her arms given the same amount of motion as she felt herself splay unintentionally. While pressure pushed at her digits, she felt utterly immobile as she floated to the center of the room, though feeling more concerned that, as she felt a chokehold of light gas, its effects against her were quite sinful. Her proud cleavage began to deepen as her bosom began to resemble grapefruits, round bulging spears, filling out far more of her minuscule excuse of a top. The black material tightened between her legs as her entire being billowed out, swelling like a launchy pool toy, rotating through the air with a lack of weight and balance, leading her to catch a glimpse of her helper while unfortunately tilted upside down.
Hi there!
Felicia sarcastically waved, easily amused by the misfortune of her friend.
Since you like seeing me blown up so much, I figured you'd like to give it a try for yourself.
Morgan angrily protested, muffled by what was bound to her lips. While she ever more inflated in all of her most feminine curves, with the additional padding of her midriff to help start floating upright.
Oh, don't be such a sourhead,
the star continued, seeming more pleasant as she gave a friendly smile, not trying to hurt the mischievous seductress, but simply enjoying playing with her.
I'm just having a little fun. You'll be fine after I turn this...
The Catwoman froze, turning pale after having reached her paw to the opened valve, and finding her fingers only embraced a small hole. She felt around in curiosity, only to finally pan her head over to see what she had feared was actually true. There, at the top of the emptying cylinder, was a round opening where the rotating valve would fit in. Having used the knob seconds prior, only to be shrunken pupils at its sudden vanishing. The blue-haired woman's ears perked up at the sound of a squeak, recognizing the deep mutterings of a tiny evil rodent. She shot her gaze to the floor and found exactly what she had hoped not to see. Her ever-taunting prankster, standing on its hind legs, carrying the massive valve in its arm span. It stumbled towards the heavy knob, defying logic to carry it in the first place, but making decent time in heading for its hideout inside the wall.
Hey!
Felicia barked, jumping on all fours as her animal instincts took over, preparing to pounce on her target.
Come back here, Mousy! I need that!
Morgan protested, feeling her ample new rear reverberating off the ceiling, while her hanging cleavage squeaked, working towards a volume similar to medicine balls. The canister continued to hiss, her starfish-shaped form rising like dough, with every second she remained exposed to the relentless exhale of hot air. With a leap, the Catwoman launched herself across the room, claws outstretched as she jumped at her opponent. The devilish rat caught a shadow looming over it, looking behind to confirm its fears, as a large, bold humanoid was barreling down at it. The panicking rat spun around and darted out of the way, hearing the rumble of a strong woman landing against the carpet, missing by an inch, giving the thief just enough time to disappear into the hole in the wall, valve in tow. Felicia buried her bosom into the carpet once more, as her hand shot into the mouse hole, a claw's length from grasping her target as the rat disappeared into the darkness behind the wall. Her tail waggled and her eyebrows narrowed in determination, her paw patting every surface she could reach from the other side of the wall, desperately seeking the whereabouts of her enemy.
No! I need that thing! All that helium is gonna go to waste! Do you know how expensive that stuff is?
After a few fruitless attempts to find her prey, the Catwoman sighed as she withdrew her arm, sitting back on her plush rear as she admitted defeat, already failing to find the rodent hiding away several times before. Her expression dropped again as she brushed back her azure hair, thinking aloud with the lack of proper responses.
Yeah, I'm so tired of getting my stuff stolen! I'm not...
There was a loud, low, creaking noise that drowned out the dancer's thoughts, her eyes widening in concern, only for her face to darken with realization. The light in the room began to grow dim as a large mass began to spread throughout, its groaning volume starting to approach the Catwoman from behind. and her face turning pale as she reluctantly turned to face what she knew was looming over her. From behind a wildly puffy set of features lay a narrowed pair of eyes, watching in fury as her body began to engulf the room. Morgan was left exposed to an emptying canister of helium, allowing her to inflate up into a small parade float of a human-shaped sideshow. The groan of her billowing bust line was immersed as her cleavage tensed across the carpet. Her back pushed to the ceiling as her titanic shape continued to push further and further across the once spacious living room. Her arm span was more rotund than lengthy, her plump digits like softballs as her entire form rounded with sheer excess of helium pumped into her. The skimpy uniform protested the request to stretch over her monstrous girth, cracking against the sofa-sized mass of her thighs, turgid in her fully pregnant midsection, detailing her every feminine facet until her attire seemed painted on. She was just as she enjoyed seeing her ally, an enormous, curvaceous blimp of a sex object, and unhappily watching as her breast began to obscure her vision of her neglectful helper. The cylinder was not quite finished pushing her to the limits. Felicia gasped nervously, shaking a bit as the expansive princess lurched towards her with ever-swelling mass.
Hi? Listen,
the Catwoman nervously began, faking a smile like she extended her claws, pointing them towards the hose dangling from her titanic inflatee.
Let me just, cut this hose right off now and you'll deflate back to normal, you know? So you don't have to use your...
The familiar sound of whipping cut off the panic star. As she did, the sensation of darkness leaping into her mouth, silencing her pleas. She reeled back, clenching her eyes in distress and instinctively reaching up to free herself, only to open her eyes as she already heard a hiss rushing her way. The dark magic of the succubus once more created a series of trendles that filled up Felicia's airways, her eyes lowering in defeat when a payload of helium was visibly gushing through the distended hoses. Already inches away from entering her, she was capable of only a pitiful thought as she braced herself for the trial ahead.
Oh, shoot!
Felicia's eyes bulged as her cheeks exploded in width, the strange sensation of helium filling her almost instantaneously, puffing her up into a helpless, starfish-posing balloon bombshell. Her width skyrocketed as her breasts jut out like exercise balls. Her hips flared, her thighs became pillows, and her entire naked mass multiplied in size. Morgan once more descended quickly to her natural shape, landing calmly on her high-heeled boots as she struck a pose, watching the room begin to cascade with squeaks and groans, and flesh and curve. Up and out the Catwoman ballooned, until she mirrored her ally's previous size. A zeppelin-sized diva, squeezed between floor and ceiling, watching her cleavage dominate her view as the room closed in around her, until the last ounce of helium filled her to the very brim. The returned succubus quickly put her hands into the hose, hissing away at her lips. Still feeling the rush of helium pumping her full, while the work of her trendles only continued to allow her overflowing balloon kitten to inflate in her stead. A few moments passed by before the princess was able to tear the taped nozzle from her lips, exhaling in satisfaction, only to hear her oddly chirping voice, her brow lowering in disdain.
Ahem,
Morgan tried clearing her throat, only to fail to reduce her vocals back to the average pitch. She felt ridiculous speaking in such a squeaky tone, despite the humiliating shape her host was in.
Perhaps it would be best if we put more consideration into our actions, if we hope to defeat this unusual opponent.
Felicia nodded to the best of her ability, her even squeakier voice drowned out by the creak of the towering bosom. With a soft pop and a thunderous rush of wind, the titan of helium was freed from her tether, allowing her to exhale the biggest breath of her life, deflating her like the released balloon she was. She had to shrink down for a few seconds before she was small enough to start careening about the room, a familiar blurriness returning as she spun about her own living quarters in an embarrassing fashion, once more spiraling around a confident, still succubus. With the same aching slam, the plump Felicia hit the floor, wincing and gasping in pain, her backside undergoing a little too much punishment for her taste.
Ow!
Felicia squeaked. The air in the room still comical as the two women retained high-pitched cartoon voices.
If you don't,
Morgan began, before narrowing her eyes in frustration, clearing her throat in an attempt to lower the comedic tone of her voice, and barely succeeding.
Ahem. If you don't mind, I'd like to remain uninterrupted as I work. Huh?
The furry girl questioned, her vocals even squeakier for the moment.
What are you gonna do? I'm taking care of your infestation,
the demoness answered, arms crossing in a more determined way, strutting over to the last known location of the pest.
Are you sure?
Felicia asked in worry, stumbling to her feet as her head was still reeling a bit.
Of course,
Morgan confidently replied, turning her back to the wall, happy her voice was starting to match her more serious tone. I'm the proud heir to the Demon World throne. I will not let some rodent disrespect go unpunished. The spectating Catwoman watched curiously, seeing the posing succubus leaning back once more as the powerful magic began to work. From behind the relaxing seductress slithered out 6 ebony trendles, the familiar sight making the feline woman edgy, despite knowing they were on her side for once. Each wiggling tentacle grew a sharp spear-like tip before the army of dark weapons descended towards the hole, their length growing as their heads spread into the darkness, where the rodent assuredly hid. Morgan began to seductively chuckle again, her irie disappearing into a coy smile as she contemplated the positives of her position. Besides, I can't imagine what you would do for me if I rid you of this treacherous vermin.
Yeah?
Felicia sighed once more, letting her arms hang down as she stood in defeat, disapproving of what she knew she was fluttering about in her friend's mind.
Even then, I'm not sleeping with you.
Oh, in that case, it might be more entertaining to let it roam free.
You're the worst!
While the lewd conversation continued, the trendles made their way through the walls of the catgirl's house, splitting up and covering as much ground as possible, as they searched like hungry snakes for a wild mouse to feed on. The dark rat wiped its brow from around the corner, its heart still beating from the previous close escape, only for its ears to perk up when something came rushing from behind. To its horror, a handful of magic spears came charging at it, forcing the small target to start racing away. The chase began, a trio of sentient spikes rushing after a frantically scurrying rat, leading it across the northern wall, only for the rest of the tentacles to join in the action. From the opposite corner came the remaining trendles, the rat stopping dead between the two parties of attackers, only to spot a nearby escape path. The black rodent drove into the small hole in the floor, the rushing pikes clanging off each other as they collided, only to turn and pursue as one collective unit. The mouse led its attacker into the basement, running atop the wooden supports parallel to the ceiling, until it slipped in its haste, sent careening towards the floor. A cardboard box of stashaway goods barely cushioned its fall, while the floating assailant simply drifted down after it, giving it little place to run. With a terrified squeak, it leapt to the floor and dashed towards the corner of the room, running out of options and finding nothing but a large metal device blocking its path. The rat faced its attackers, a sextet of trendles, bum-rushing the cornered vermin, its face watching like a deer caught in headlights as the pointy tip shot out at its squishy body. With one last desperate attempt, the rat pushed its back legs into the floor and leapt into the air, its surprising height sailing over the trendles as they dashed into the metal wall behind where it once stood. Several hollow thunk sounds were heard as the several spearheads landed into a small opening, jammed into a hole with such force that they became stuck. The rodent landed upon the device, suddenly realizing what it had been overlooking, and lighting up with devilish delight at the situation. There was a large, powerful air compressor stored away in the basement. Its natural uses lost the small prankster, who only cared that a collection of trendles were compressed inside the release nozzle, wiggling in an attempt to break free, alluding the fact that they were still completely entrapped. The crafty rat kicked the switch to the power on the compressor, the machine rumbling to life, humming as it began to release a spray of air. Not satisfied with simply letting it breathe, the rodent found a dial that controlled the release rate, and hesitated not a moment to spinning it to full blast. The snake-like hiss turned into a tornado strength of wind, the tool rattling as it began to gush out pressure, all of it forced into a now lengthy collection of hoses, hooked up to an unsuspecting succubus. The trendles began to distend as they filled up with air, before the bulges of oxygen pushed their way towards the reverse end, seeking release in someone unaware, before even more visible pumps followed mere seconds behind. "Come," Morgan chanted, opening her arms in invitation, becoming distracted from the test that she had left her mystical power to take care of. "My body is still free. Why don't we celebrate my victory?"
"Eh?"
Felicia continued to dismiss, avoiding rolling her eyes at the typical attitude of her guests.
"I'd rather see proof first before I get too excited."
"Oh? What would you do to me with all that excitement?"
"Yeah, Morgan, I..."
The nervous star sighed, starting to fear her ally wasn't joking, only to catch a glimpse of something that widened her eyes and darkened her expression. The royal pervert raised her eyebrow in confusion, watching the naked catwoman slowly raise her shaking paw, pointing in fear at something behind the distracted lady. Morgan more confusedly dropped her gaze, following the direction of her kitten's finger, only to meet with something bewildering. The six trendles leading from the black hole of her body all had enormous distensions to them. The girth of these odd bulges folding up towards her body in near unison, as if transporting a large payload. The demoness couldn't guess the real reasoning, staring in awe for a brief second she had before the attack reached her. "What the?" With a series of swift, empathetic hisses, the packets of air emptied themselves one by one into the gawking succubus, causing her to suddenly inflate into a rather exotic shape before the two women could blink in surprise. With a sudden bump, the ballooned Morgan stood with her head against the ceiling, her arms stretched out by force, and her measurements multiplied in every way. Her puffy cheeks tightened her lips as she stared down at the heft of her reinflated bosom, a large pair of raunchy basketballs exotically overflowing from her retreated leotard. She felt her ever-stretching attire cup her boldly ballooned backside, an ass and two wide hips doubled in seductive girth, matching her fluffed-up thighs to complete the image. She was nothing short of a pneumatic Amazon, praying her uniform would retain another expanded body as she was once more humiliatingly blown up against her will. Morgan cried out, her puffy lips hard to open thanks to the pressure tightening her fattened face. "What is this?"
"Eep!"
Felicia squeaked, suddenly loomed over by the buxomized giantess, wanting to seek a solution, only to watch in terror as more large breaths of air rose from the hole.
"Uh-oh!"
Before the succubus could take in her full scale, still bubbling uneasily from the last inhale, her form suddenly shot out in volume as another series of air bubbles filled her up, her eyes widening as her face puffed into something comical, her expression disappearing behind a suddenly exercised ball pair of breasts, lurching forward into the room. Morgan's arms rounded while her legs slipped out from under her. Her limbs all tight and retound, with splayed, plump digits making her utterly immobile. She more closely resembled her previous size, an already embarrassing inflation merely seconds away from continuing. Felicia jumped in shock as the massive scale of the floating Morgan blimp swelled into a more threatening shape. The entire northern wall was hidden by a titan of lust, a cartoony, round, yet raunchily curvaceous balloon babe, preventing anyone from seeing the trendles that continued to carry pressure to puff her up. The house-engulfing victim was short on words, barely able to speak out grunts of displeasure that were drowned out by the creaking exaggerations of her cleavage. All she could do was hope for a non-explosive conclusion that she could no longer concentrate her power, widened by the incredible plumps, and uncertain that she had an answer for her imprisoned trendles. Squeaks, creaks, groans, and moans filled the room As several powerful, hollow hisses signaled the overwhelming swell of the once curvy Morgan. Her pus line reached from bottom to top, eclipsing all the Catwoman could see with a monstrous cleavage, feeling her mountainous rump flatten against the wall behind her, forcing her to billow forwards even faster. The pumping compressor never let up, the walls protesting the size of the tenant, coaxing her to push further outward. Somewhere within her fleshy mass was a pair of legs seriously testing the strength of her stockings. While the fateful hold of her leotard left her distracted as it tensed further and further to the expanse of her bloated nether regions, she felt she was dreaming, engulfed in darkness as her feathery mass covered every facet of the room that she could see. A true parade float sized of air, squeezed into a house that suddenly seemed far too small for her.
Yeah, Morgan, you're getting too big!
Felicia cried out, backing away while watching her roommate swallow more and more of the living room with her lustful volume.
My new house! It's...
The Catwoman blinked, suddenly stopping as her nude pack side bounced against the wall behind her. She froze, watching as the wall of breast flesh continued to push towards her, while pawing at the surface she was pinned to, only to realize she was trapped.
Oh no!
Darkness covered the cornered Catwoman, as a wall of taut, round skin began to envelop her naked form, a titanic boob pressing itself into every inch of the dancer, until she started to feel herself flattening against the wallpaper. She resigned to her fate, knowing that she would be pressed into a pancake once more, closing her eyes and bracing for the discomfort, for only something bizarre to catch her attention. With a soft pop of distension, and the wall-like beast jumped into Felicia's whimpering mouth, her eyes bolted wide as a soft, fabric-covered bulb pressed into the walls of her mouth, her lips instinctively closing around it. What felt like a balloon filling her once orifice was the pumped-up volume of the succubus nipple, the tightness in her opening causing her to release a spray of oxygen, which began to fill up the squeezed Catwoman. To her utter bewilderment, something connected her to the massive storage of air known as Morgan, causing her to begin to share her fate as the pucksome Felicia felt her bosom rising in volume, her hips swaying, her butt fattening, all to tighten her further to the still billowing blimp before her. Morgan began to engulf every nook and cranny of the living room. What little she couldn't fill, starting to become covered by the inflating Felicia balloon. The walls creaked as they arched over the giantess of the room, the compressor relentless in its exhale, the victims running out of space to grow. Louder groans and cracks of breaking lumber accompanied the whole building, bulging with excess volumes of its occupants. The windows bursting open with muffining flesh as the two blimps sought freedom, only for the entire house to collapse, practically exploding as it let free the Zeppelin girls. Power was cut from the shattered home, forcing the compressor to finally halt its pumping, leaving the ballooning women to their earth-shattering measurements. Morgan felt her back fall to the now open-air carpet, grunting as she clenched her eyes in preparation for an explosion, only to slowly open her eyes in curiosity. To her shock, she was her naturally seductive self again, flexing her fingers and glancing at her bosom, resting against the hem of her dark uniform. Though all was not well as she realized the darkness shrouding her wasn't from the roof she was once under. Felicia drifted into the air, her lips slipping off the nipple she was forced to suckle, having inhaled the entirety of what had previously inflated Morgan into a house-crushing behemoth. The bewildered seductress slowly began to make out the features on the skyscraper-sized Catwoman. A wild, puffy face, a pair of spears resembling hot air balloons as brass, and certain a lot more sinful shapes were flying high in the neighborhood sky for all to spectate. The succubus was at a loss, but thankful she wasn't the one rendered into a sideshow attraction. While the victim was mortified by how much of a shadow her naked features cast upon the world, Morgan felt a torrent of wind push at her as Felicia exhaled, her weightless girth rocketing into the blue yonder, leaving the demoness alone to contemplate their situation. With a groggy motion, the green-haired beauty sat up, looking around to witness the utter destruction of the feline's new home, blinking in awe at how much damage one puny rodent could cause. She sat in silence, unsure how to act from here, only to be startled by the sudden landing of her ally, who once more fell on her deflated tush, yelping in pain.
Ouch! My poor butt!
Felicia whimpered, before opening her eyes to witness the horror of her situation. Her mouth went agape as she saw her former living room, baking in the sun as not a single wall remained, only rubble and debris covering it.
My house! My brand new home!
How truly unfortunate, Morgan spoke, only half sincere as she found an opportunity to continue teasing her. Looks like you'll need somewhere to stay for the night, my little stray kitten. My bed is always open to you. Her face darkened, her cheery attitude completely destroyed. Her head sluggishly turned to meet gazes with the high-class woman, glaring with an unseen hatred that placed the entire blame of this destruction on the cocky succubus. The bat-winged-shaped pervert simply grinned back, wishing to lure the target of her affection, until a sudden force crashed down upon her, flattening her in an instant. The catwoman bounced in shock as the princess disappeared beneath the object that fell out of the sky. Recognizing the dislodged cube of bricks resembling the former home's chimney, weighing down squarely on where the seductress once sat. There was a moment of silence before the catwoman pushed aside the fallen debris, spotting nearly a disc-shaped woman crumpled beneath it.
Youch! That looks like it hurt!
Felicia winced, though not feeling particularly remorseful, her thoughts focused on making the two-dimensional woman pay for ruining her home. But suddenly, a light bulb went off above the wild blue head of hair. The catgirl's pupils shrank to excited slits as her ears and tail jolted up. The thought of billowing up the succubus back to shape led to an idea, and all it called for was a few supplies and a lack of guilt for the lecherous princess. She nearly bounced into action, peeling the pancake woman from the floor, grabbing a handful of items from the wreckage of her home, and making a mad dash for the city. Felicia put forth her brightest smile as another patron sank a tip into their charity jar. Her cheery voice and swaying tail endeared all who walked up to her booth, persuading men and women, mostly men though, to reach into their pockets and pull out a few dollars. Though what caught even more attention was her reward per donation, a sign hastily written in marker behind the tip jar promising,
$1 equals one pump!
The blue-haired diva couldn't keep her hands off the bicycle pump, as she continually witnessed fives, tens, and even twenties even making their way into the jar, giving the plunger a good full push to ensure every patron received what they came for. The lever rose and fell between her paws, her brimming face excited to keep the income flowing as she pumped away. Hiss after hiss, rushing through the hose that shot up into the sky, far above the city skyline, several stories above the Catwoman's generous booth, was the visage of a seductive succubus woman, the prideful Morgan Ansland, floating above the clouds, inflated like a sexy lady-shaped zeppelin. Several ropes were tied together to keep her tethered high above the crowds, her wrists and ankles weighed to the earth, while a queue of taped-together rubber tubes led from one simple bike pump to the mouth of the immersely bloated bombshell. The hairline hose dripped from a plump pair of puffy lips, and already hundreds of pumps having quite an effect on the once relatively average woman. Her black uniform snuggled firmly to her midsection, drifting so closely to edge her hot air balloon-sized breast while hiding nothing of the shape of her perky nipples inflated like beach balls. Her legs seemed miles long, a groaning shade of purple derailing her every immersed asset. An ass shaped like a smooth mountain, her hips keeping her feminine flair at incredible volumes, while her midriff, forearms, digits, and face couldn't help but puff out at the sheer volume of air pumped into her. Calling her a parade float would assume that she could fit between the city streets, far too big for words, and feeling that miniature hose still feeding her pressure to entertain crowds for miles. The titan blimp of Morgan groaned weakly, unheard of the ants that she shadowed over several stories below. Downed out by the ample squeak of her pneumatic form fluttering in the winds, her breast and thighs constantly swaying against one another when they aren't being forced together by increasing size. She loathed her power's incompatibility to free her from this entrapment, floating far too high from her torturer or any other potential targets to relieve herself from this pressure.
Wow, Morgan! We're making a fortune!
Felicia cheered, shouting up towards the unwilling assistant.
I think we'll be able to buy a new house by the end of the week if we keep this up!
Morgan was dry on words. Having let out enough rage during her ascent, now defeatedly feeling herself tighten with every excessive puff of air that she was forced to inhale. Her mass made the difference in each pump seem non-existent from the outside, but she felt every agonizing breath as she inhaled for what she felt like an eternity. Able only to pray the money dried up, while worrying that she only drew more attention the bigger she swelled. She seriously risked bursting as the Catwoman happily continued to pump, unsure if her body would give in before her uniform, and dreading just how popular she would become if one occurred before the other.